Lot's daughters. The truth is, after all that fire and brimstone, and then watching our own mother turn into a pile of salt before our very eyes, we thought it was just the three of us left in the world. And since we had found all that wine in the cave, it seemed like the whole thing was ordained by God. How else could just the three of us repopulate the world? So yes, we got our father drunk, and, well, you know the sorry story. We each had a son from that union, and from those sons came kings and prophets. I guess we really never had what you'd call a great upbringing living in Sodom. The memory of that time is like salt in a very fresh wound. We were deserted and alone in a city that was well watered with greed and evil.
And don't get us started on how our father tried to offer us to all those men who were trying to have their way with God's messengers just before all the destruction began. "Here are my two daughters," our father said. "They have known no man. Let me bring them out unto you and do to them whatever you will."
Is this a thing a normal father would say?
So don't judge us for getting him drunk in the cave and having our way with him. God did tell Abraham he'd spare the city if he could find 10 good souls in Sodom, but they were not to be found. We were the best of the lot. We were the ones he saved.